Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast by the host and or the guest do not necessarily reflect the views of the host and or Paranormal Buzz Radio and or its sponsors. Use of any material produced by Paranormal Buzz Radio without express written consent is prohibited. Paranormal Buzz Radio will not be held responsible for you holding your knees, crying, and rocking in a corner in a puddle of your own urine, or being beheaded by a group of children in the cornfield. In fact, if you come across a group of children in a cornfield, we promise to make fun of you as you run away screaming in terror. Listener discretion is advised.
Listening to RAP Paranormal and Friends with your hosts
Kim Purvis
and Allison Robinson. Make sure to check us out on our Facebook pages, REP Paranormal and Friends and REP Paranormal Busters, for up-to-date show information and events. Everyone, welcome to another night of REP Paranormal and Friends. We have a special guest on tonight. We have Kathy Dayan. Is that correct? Did I say it right?
It's Diane.
Diane?
Diane, yeah.
Diane. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
You got it.
All right, perfect. I mean, you've got a list of things that you do. You're a business owner, you're a lawyer, a writer, spiritual seeker, you love animals.
Yes.
And I see that you do have a few books out, but your newest one is Before We Were Born. Can you tell us a little bit, give us a little bit of background on yourself and how you came to writing these books?
Okay. So, just to give you an idea to start, the book is about reincarnation. So it's about two soulmates who incarnate together through different lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And it's a love story. It's not a romance. It doesn't follow, you know, the way that you might think it will. It's a little more. Yeah. But anyway, the reason that I wanted to write this story is because I've had some spiritual experiences that led me to have a better understanding of things like reincarnation. And I learned to communicate with spirit. It was not an overnight process. It took quite a while, and there are lots of stages to it. But I eventually came to the point where I could hear clairaudiently when someone in spirit was speaking to me. Mm-hmm. And from there, I went into channeling so that the words will come through my mouth. And, you know, I've always done this work with my husband. It's just been something we've done really privately. We were both interested in all this. We both lost family members. And, you know, one of my sisters passed. And that really, was one of the reasons we started. We were finding out about cool things and we wanted to pursue that. We found out about the Spiritualist Church. You know, they have mediums that serve. That was a huge you know, help for us. Mm-hmm. And we just really wanted to be able to communicate with people in spirit. And I had an old friend of mine. I had just reconnected with them, and we hadn't seen each other in a really long time. And we connected by phone one day, and 3 days later, he passed away.
Oh, wow.
And it was really like we hadn't seen each other in 20 years. And then that happened, and it was really shocking. And also, I was just grieving more deeply than I would have expected. It really shocked me how much I was shaken by his passing. Mm-hmm. And but I was, you know, there was still this connection there. After that, shortly after he passed, I started getting the feeling he was in my house, and just different things were happening. And I was like, I know you're here. You know, I know you're here in this house. Uh-huh. And we went to a spiritualist church, and they had a night where they were doing table tipping.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you done that?
I have not tried it, but I've heard about it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, just in a nutshell, for anybody who doesn't know, it's, you know, a group of people, a small group will sit around a small pedestal table, which is just, you know, a round table with a, just a little one leg in the middle instead of the, you know, four legs. And, everybody puts their hands on the table with the intention of communicating with someone on the other side. Mm-hmm. And if there's a spirit there that wants to come through, you'll feel the table start to vibrate. Mm-hmm. And then, eventually if you make a good connection, it will rock.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it really moves. And, that night was our first time. I'd never even heard, it's a form of physical mediumship. I'd never heard of this. Mm-hmm. The table, for lack of a better word, it walked over to me and landed on my lap.
Oh, wow.
And it was really eye-opening. So that was kind of the turning point where my husband and I walked out of that place together. We were like, what?
What just happened?
There is so much more in the universe that we don't know. Mm-hmm. There was a lot, you know, and I know you know that.
Yes. Yep.
Yes. So, you know, we just had this really, it was a journey for us. You know, we learned to communicate. Like I said, it took a long time. It was not overnight, but, you know, I would do the channeling and my husband would take the notes in his, you know, in his notepad. And, mm-hmm. and there was just so much really good information. And most of it really would boils down to, you know, the people that we love who've passed over, they still exist and they're happy and they're free and they're not sick anymore. They're not, you know, held back by anything that held them back when they were here. And it was just like these really joyful communications, and the love is still there, mm-hmm. you know, and you can feel their personalities. And they told us some information about some past lives, and that really just caught me. And I remember saying to them, I want to write about this. And I'm not really a nonfiction writer. I love stories. I've mm-hmm. always loved stories. And I thought, I'm going to put this into a, you know, into some kind of story that people can just enjoy, you know, and get to know these people and have these principles in there that we were given, that we were taught. Mm-hmm. So it's really, you know, the book is really based on these two people who are reincarnated and all the problems they run into along the way. And also there's, a significant amount of spirit communication in the book.
Mm, okay. Very good. And then now the couple that is in this book, there is another book with them in there, correct? Is it in A Garden White? Is that the right one?
You know what? That is it's the same book essentially, but I had self-published it quite a while back.
Oh, okay.
And
gotcha.
then not that long ago, like, year and a half ago, I decided to get, you know, it's really hard to get an audience when you self-publish. Mm-hmm. I had an agent and things just didn't, I didn't want to change the book in the way that he wanted me to change the book. So I thought I'm just going to put it out on my own. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I had walked away. I worked on another book and then, you know, I decided to give it another try. And I found, you know, a publisher that was interested in, you know, Gavin, and he's, you know, yes. kind of he's helping me now.
Very good.
Yes.
He does a good job at that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that you do believe in reincarnation?
I do believe in it. I believe in it for all of us.
Uh-huh. Have you done any like past life regressions on yourself or anything like that? Have you done any of that?
I have not. Well, I have been able to see some things during communication. Mm-hmm. I'm not great at dropping my consciousness to a level. It makes me uncomfortable. You know, if you kind of have to let go and really let the spirit, you know, have more freedom. So I haven't gone that deep, but I have seen some things. Mm-hmm. And I know that I had at least one life, but probably more as a Native American, because I've seen scenes of that. I believe I was here in the earlier part of the 19th century, like in 1920s, 30s, something like that, because I've had, I have lucid dreams. And before I became a medium, I was having dreams, like it's right before I fall asleep is when it happens, and I'll just see a vision of something.
Uh-huh.
And I had a recurring experience of that, of I was like up high looking down on somebody in a car. There are two people in the car, but one of them was a woman, and I knew it was me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not the way I look now. I could see this woman with, you know, blonde hair, and
uh-huh.
She was dressed, maybe it was like the 40s or 50s, something like that. And,
uh-huh.
And in the distance, I could hear a parade going on, like it was the 4th of July or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the awareness as I looked down that it was a death experience, something
like
a car accident. So I saw that.
Mm.
So after I became, you know, tapped into some of this, I came to understand it's like, okay. This is something in my consciousness that's kind of leaking out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's interesting. I haven't heard of people. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, they were Native American in past lives, but I've never heard of anybody, I guess, seeing like their own pretty much death in a past life. So that's something new to me. I mean, I'm sure other people have had it, but that's a very interesting aspect of it, because I've never heard of anybody else that we've had on anyways talk about that. Now, when you channel, do you just get words or do you see visions with these words? How does your channeling work?
I sometimes get, like, I get flashes of things.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's sort of like a lot happening when I do this, and sometimes I will get the sense of like, okay, I know this is a female, or I know it's a male. And sometimes I can feel it in my throat, even if I'm not channeling, but before
mm-hmm.
I actually do, I can tell the depth of the man's voice. You know, I can hear, there's more of a down in my throat feeling,
uh-huh.
you know, from a deeper voice. But yeah, sometimes I'll get pictures of things. Sometimes that, you know, I'll see the person in spirit who's communicating with me
mm-hmm.
and they're perfect, you know, they're the way I remember them, but they're flawless and
mm-hmm.
and usually young, not always, but
okay. Very nice. I just wondered because I've had some of those experiences and I just didn't know how others. I mean, do you have issues breaking the channeling when you're in it? Do you get too far into it, or are you able to pull yourself out of it?
I can pull myself out. Yeah. I've had to learn some things over the years about regulating some of this because, you know, when I first started opening up as a medium, mm-hmm. I had people waking me at night, things like that. I could feel people around me a lot. I would be out in public and I'd suddenly get someone's face in front of me that it wasn't someone I knew. And, mm-hmm. That kind of thing. There was just a lot happening and I felt like I had one foot in each world
mm-hmm.
and I sustained it for a little while and then it was just too much and I had to pull back and draw some boundaries for myself
mm-hmm.
and especially with the channeling. Like I would never channel someone like just randomly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm I'm very, you know, I always say, like, you know, a prayer I send out, you know, that only people who are here for our best and highest good, and only our family, our friends, our teachers. Mm-hmm. So we do have teachers that come through me that I haven't met on the earth plane, but
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that's super cool. When that happens, they're sort of at like a different level, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. But when they step down, they come through me. It's like stream of consciousness. It's like right out. Like there's no struggle with that coming out. Mm-hmm. It's usually more of a overall broad kind of lesson they're coming in to talk about, you know? Okay. And that's one of the reasons that the Native American thing is clearer to me, because I have somebody who has come forth and has told me, I've talked to him many times, and he said, I was your father in a different life. And he's a Native American man. And he's one of those very wise people who comes through as a teacher every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I read that you do meditation too. Do you use this for this purpose also, or do you use meditation for other things?
Well, I use it for both, but I primarily for me, it's trying to get my mind out of the way. So, and I go through various times when I'm more focused on meditating. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm just, you know, I don't make time for it, or, you know, whatever's happening in my life. It does help me tremendously when I want to communicate. So I have to be in a really good headspace if I'm going to sit and try to communicate. Mm-hmm. And for me, that means I can't be tired or sick in any way, or just in a bad mood. Like I'm not going to connect well. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know, air in the gas tank or something. I don't know how best way to say it, but it's like, and I stutter, and I can't, and I'm like, I just can't. And it's a really very frustrating feeling. Mm-hmm. And some days just are better than others for communicating, but I don't do it all the time anymore, like I was when I was really pursuing this knowledge and this understanding. Mm-hmm. But we still do it. I mean, I don't give readings like, you know, publicly or anything like that. I will do it for my family and really close friends.
Okay. I was going to ask that too, if you did anything, or if you taught people how to do those things or anything like that, but, excuse me. We answered a bunch of questions in that one, so I just got to tick off that I've already.
I'm being too chatty, just tell me.
No, you're doing perfectly fine. Yes. No. Like I write down just a little bit of key points, and then if we get through them, I'm like, okay, I got to look and see, you know, where I'm at here. Okay. Now, I know your book talks about reincarnation, and they are kind of like, are they like soulmates in here, and they just kind of keep coming back to each other? Is that how?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you also talk about soul families. What's...
Yeah. So in this book, I talk about more of like a romantic soulmate. So the way the book opens is they're actually in the spirit world. Mm-hmm. This was the hardest part of the book to write for me, because I had to take on something that, you know, I'm asking the reader to take a real leap of faith, mm-hmm. that they're starting in the spirit world. But I felt that it was the only way to really open the story. I wanted these two souls in the spirit world be having a conversation about coming back. Mm-hmm. And the woman really wanted to be born again here, because she wanted to, her mom from another life was going to have another baby, and she wanted to be that child and have that experience. And her partner really didn't want to. Mm-hmm. He really didn't, but he follows her. And so she's born, and he to this woman that was her mom, and she's got this really awesome little family. Her mom and dad are just, they're really good parents, and she's got a brother and sister. And then the male partner, Ilya, he's born as Jeremy, and he lives just down the street from her, and he chooses this mom just because of her proximity to his soulmate. Okay. And he's so afraid, like, what if we don't meet each other? He has more doubt about it. What if we don't see each other? And she keeps saying, well, we always find each other. You know, but to him, it was this huge thing. And so he picks this woman who is really not fit to be a mom. Mm-hmm. She's an active alcoholic. And so Jeremy is born 3 months premature, and he has fetal alcohol syndrome, and he has some struggles. But he's also incredibly intuitive. So he understands a lot of things. His emotional intelligence mm-hmm. is very high, and he's just tapped in ways. And he has dreams about his guide and Joy's guide, and they're their friends from the spirit world, and they're coming through to him in dreams. And mm-hmm. so, you know, Joy is very bright intellectually. She does really well in school, and has kind of the world open in front of her, and Jeremy doesn't have that because he's being held back in school, and he's struggling, and so they do have these challenges. So at one point, without giving away too much, one of them is right. going to pass, and then the other one has to learn how to communicate. So the spirit communication comes in, and they learn how to be partners, even from worlds apart.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Now, do you think that us now, we could reincarnate with our soulmates?
Yes, I do. I think people are doing it all the time. I think that's, from what I understand, you know, I'm throwing out my opinions
here. Yeah, that's fine. Go for it.
You know,
yeah.
But I mean, just from the things that I've been told are that, you know, many of the people that we're here with in this life, we plan to be here with them, and they planned it. And so there's a process that goes on before we choose to be born. And that process involves many people. It's not just our own choice. But, you know, we play a role in where we are born and the people that we're going to be with.
Okay. Is that what you mean by like soul families or two?
Yes. Okay. That's what I mean. Yes.
I didn't know if you meant like, you know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So could a whole family, like, somehow be reincarnated and meet up in another life? Other than just soulmates?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, and sometimes you know, it's not always the same tight-knit group. So you have mm-hmm. 10 people and it bump, bump, bump from lifetime
right,
to lifetime.
Right. Uh-huh.
I don't think it's that compact. And mm-hmm. I think that there are also people that we know ahead of time that we're going to meet somewhere along the path. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not necessarily someone that you're born into their family or close to them like Jeremy and Joy. Mm-hmm. But I think we create opportunities for ourselves. And I think there are certain points along our life path that we know before we get here.
Okay. Yeah, I always wondered how that worked. You know, I never knew that if anybody, I mean, I'm sure it can happen. I believe in reincarnation. I believe you can come back. I think I had a guest tell me that I had actually, in a past life, was a man from Pennsylvania who was a doctor, and his wife, I can't remember the name.
Can't remember the name.
But apparently she still follows me. She's still with me. Which I thought was kind of interesting because he said doctor, and I mean, I am in the health profession, but I'm a dental assistant, but still, I thought that was kind of kind of interesting. I kind of wanted to look up the name. He didn't give me a last name of the person. I just wanted to look it up to see if it was a real person.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I should ask him if he had a last name, but he didn't give me one. But yeah, he kind of was just sitting here talking to me, and he just kind of told me that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Some people are really like, I would love to be that kind of medium where I could just see somebody and tap in. I don't really have it. The only thing that I like, sometimes I'll see auras, or I'll see a guide standing behind someone sometimes, and it's just the outline of a person. Mm-hmm. It's like, like light. But I can't do anything like that. But that's pretty precise information. That's interesting.
Yeah, and I think he told you were
Native American. Yeah, Kim, but he didn't go any farther than that.
Yeah, but he told Kim that she was Native American in the past. So that was kind of interesting. So yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people that do those past life regressions, but I've never dove into that. That'd be kind of interesting, I guess. We had a couple on that. Yeah, how many did they have? Like over 100 or something.
Wow.
And that was the thing, is that they were together in those past lives also. So
wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it is possible. But yeah, it's just mind blowing to me.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean,
it is a lot to process.
Because life is already big. The part we can see is big,
right?
And then you add on all these dimensions, and it's a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. There have been times along this where I just had to step back and not be a part. I can't do it. It's just, it's too much information. And honestly, I don't care to know a lot about my past lives. Mm-hmm. I have a sense of the Native American, when I would see glimpses, what's that called? Remote viewing.
Oh,
I was having things where I was, while I was communicating, mm-hmm. I would see myself kind of like the dream I told you I had with the car, where I'm up high.
Yeah, right.
But I'd see these little homes, and I could see my, just as if I'm in the sky looking down. But it was familiar, and I knew it. And I kind of like knew certain places near there. Like, I know where the river is. I know where there were certain things that came with that. Mm-hmm. And I think, I feel sort of comfortable saying, yeah, I'm pretty sure I was Native American, because I had enough of those things. Mm-hmm. And I did see someone else pass that I was close to during a mediumship episode. Mm-hmm. And I saw that happen. So that one, I feel, I think that's what happened. But everything else, I think, is just too much to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Now with your mediumship, I know you said you see faces that you don't ever recognize, but do you ever feel like you are having a spirit come to you for help, maybe?
That's what I think is happening. It doesn't happen to me as much now as when I was first opening up, and I was so intense about my intention was, I'm going to communicate. I'm going to communicate. And I was meditating all the time, and really dove in. And, and that was my sense. Like if I were, at the grocery store, or I was someplace and suddenly, boom, there's someone here. Mm-hmm. I think it's there trying to get through to the person who's next to me.
Oh, okay.
I remember thinking, it's like I'm getting in line, I'm looking at the cashier, and all of a sudden I get this person, and I'm like, this person probably belongs to the cashier in some way. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know that for sure. And, and that was just the way it would happen for me. And I didn't feel comfortable saying, hey, do you know someone? You know what I mean?
Right.
Just
yeah.
I like, think you have a spirit here, Yeah. And plus I've always been, until this book came out, honestly, I was very private about my mediumship, and mm-hmm. have only done it, with little groups of my very, closest people. Mm-hmm. And then when I submitted the book to the publisher, I told them why I wrote the book, and they put it on the back cover.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay. And so I'm out. That's a story.
Yeah.
But I'm just, I'm just trying to embrace it,
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Just do you and, go from there. I mean, I don't know. It's that's kind of a tough spot because some people, you know, accept it and others still don't. But I think it's more accepting nowadays than it was, you know, maybe 10 years ago.
It is. And that's the interesting thing, because when I first wrote this and I, you know, went through the self-publishing, all that, it was not accepted. So I never talked to anybody about it. Mm-hmm. But since that time, now it's really, you know, it's mainstream. People talking, you know, people believe in it, you know, being able to communicate with their spirit loved ones. Mm-hmm. So the timing was kind of good. It worked out well this way. Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I don't know. At the job that I'm at now, a couple people know that I do the paranormal, but others don't. You know, sometimes I'll hear them say things and I'm like, I'm not going to say anything because, you know, I don't want to think I'm weird, but it is what it is. And, you know, some accept it, some don't, but that's just, it's fine.
Do you hear clairaudiently?
You know, sometimes I do hear things. I will go to places and then they may tell me a name. Like, I'll get a name that repeats itself over and over and over again until I figure out who they are. Sometimes I'll see, you know, I'll get a glimpse of something, you know.
Yep.
And so, and sometimes I channel, but I'm not that, like, I'm not meaning to. I might be doing something and then I just get too involved in it and I'm not, you know, I just start, you know, going into like this trance-like state.
Yeah.
So I still have to work on that, getting myself back from that. But
I understand. I learned a lesson once. I went to one of my sisters had some friends at her, you know, Cape House, because we live in Massachusetts. They were down there for the weekend, and a couple of her friends had had some losses, and she said, would you come down, would you help me? And I did. I got pretty deep. You know how like your different levels of consciousness when you're communicating, and
right, and
I got deeper than I realized. I think one of the women, her dad came through, and it was like really important. She wasn't who she thought was going to come through, but he came through, and he needed to say the things he did as much as she needed to hear them. So I was happy to, you know, have been able to make that happen. But I left there that day and I stopped at the grocery store and I was feeling a little out of it. And as I'm like trying to drive back, I'm like, my consciousness, I wasn't where I should have been. So now I don't ever do that. I don't go anywhere and then try to drive home.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is a weird, it's you're still there. It takes a little while to come back out.
Yeah. Usually they'll take me out and then I have to be grounded, basically, because I don't even know where I'm at or what's going on at that point by the time.
Okay.
So you really drop.
Yeah, I really drop. Like I become some other whatnot. Yeah. So I'm still learning how to kind of control that. I mean, I've controlled it enough to where, I mean, I still channel, but not as often. But I feel like I'm more grounded when I go into a place, so I'm not getting bombarded.
Yes.
A lot and getting overwhelmed to make that happen. But yeah, there are times where it's just too much. But
yeah,
I say I want to try meditation, but I'm one of those people that it's very hard for me to even find time to like sit. Like I'm always constantly having to move or do something because I'm very high strung. So I have a hard time meditating, even though I would love to be able to try to.
Yeah, I see.
To help me.
Yeah. You know, I'm not great at it either.
Yeah.
There are times in my life when I'm better than others, but it definitely helps. And you know, one of the things that helps me if I want to connect, if I'm having trouble. So I've had little glimpses of like what I believe is the spirit world. And one of them is it's the light. There's this iridescent light and it's white. It's this white iridescent light. And if I'm having trouble connecting, I just you know, close my eyes and like kind of briefly meditate on just seeing my feet, my bare feet standing in that light. Oh, and then it's like, vroom, it's almost instant connection.
Wow. Okay. Maybe I'll have to try that and see.
Just a thought.
Just a thought. Yes.
I need just to a thought.
Yeah. We're going to be going on a 2-dayer here for investigations. So I better be grounded in some sort of way.
Yeah.
Do you have any other books or any other things that you might be working on or projects?
I do. So there's another book coming out in October. I'll tell you about that in a second, but
sure.
I'm in the process of writing a sequel to Before We Were Born. So it's going to be a different lifetime and I'm going forward, but then my goal is to go back in time afterward.
Okay.
So that it'd make a prequel to Before We Were Born.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
So that's my plan. That's the broad scope. After I was done with this book, when I had sort of put it aside, I started writing this book that I thought was going to be this quick book. It seemed so easy that it was going to be come right out easily. It went on forever. It took me years to get this book done. I still don't really know why. But it's coming out in October. It's called Bridge Jumping, and it's based on this woman. She's 40 years old, and she passes away, and the novel opens up at her funeral, and she has she's asked for her body to be cremated and put into 12 vials of all the 12 different vials of her ashes. And then she wants her, you know, closest family and friends to each take one to the place that honors their relationship. So a couple of things I really wanted to explore with this book. And one of them was perception and how we're seeing things, the same events that other people are seeing entirely differently. So I have her journal entries in between. The idea initially was to have each chapter represent one of those vials of ashes, where it goes. And then I put her, and then I put her journal entries in between.
Oh, so I
have, so we get to hear her perspective on the people that, you know, are bringing her ashes somewhere and why they're bringing them there. It ended up being longer than that because sometimes I wanted to combine the people and have two of them together that might not have otherwise been. So that's, you know, part of the topic of the book, but the main topic really is about different kinds of spirituality and religions. And each one of the people that has a vial has a different spiritual outlook. So, you know, so there's an atheist, there's a Buddhist, there's a, you know, a Catholic, there's a, you know, there's a number of different, you know, slants. And I really wanted to talk about that and like how, you know, how do we find common ground? Because we're in this time of, you know, this religious turmoil, you know, and we're all, you know, bumping up against each other. And sometimes I think if we boiled it down a bit, we have more in common than we think we do. And, you know, we're trying to go to a similar place and grow spiritually and be better people and all that's involved in being a human being. And so I wanted to kind of lay that out and talk about that and how, you know, the motives that we have, you know, where they're coming from, they're all influenced by our beliefs, you know, so where those vials of ashes land, you know, are very deeply ingrained in what their belief system is, each one. So one of them is like very, very against the idea of cremation. And so she takes the ashes and she puts them on the woman's mother's grave. Like she's like, this is where she's supposed to be buried. So I'm putting it here on her mom's grave. It's like, that's just her outlook. But anyway, that's basically what the book is about.
That sounds very cool.
Thank you.
I would love to read that one.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's see here. We did have a question come into chat here. So I'll see if you can answer this one here. This is from Darren. Let me get this scrolled up here. Okay. So his question is, we always talk about like dimensions, like fifth dimension of paranormal, but do we know what the first and fourth one are and what each one represents?
I can't answer that, Derek. Sorry, I really don't know.
He said he might have got a little too deep with that one.
Yeah, no, but if you know, answer it, because I'd love to know. I mean, I can only speak to my experience.
Right.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, me either, Darren.
Darren usually has pretty good. Some questions are tough.
Yeah, some are tough. Yeah.
Okay.
He comes up with some good questions.
Yeah. He does. Excuse me. That came out of nowhere. Excuse me. All right. Let's see here. I'm just looking. I don't think there's any other questions in chat. If anything pops up, I will let you know. But now you have a website, correct? Do you have any social media as well that our listeners can find you so they can see what you're up to? They can buy your books, etc.
Yes. Yeah, so the website's probably the best way. Okay. And you can email me through there if you want. It's it's my name in small letters. So it's Kathleen and then ready, Diane.com. I have a Facebook page, which is just my name and then the word author behind it. I do have an Instagram, but I very rarely look at it, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah. Go through my website or Facebook, please.
Yeah. All right.
Darren just come back and said, nope, I'm still trying to figure that one out, too.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out that question, too.
Yeah. Let us know, Darren, when you figure it out. Spread the info.
Oh, I'm sure he will, too. He's always... in chats and everything. So, All right. I did add your website and everything to our chat. So everybody who is listening, if you go to our chat, you can find Kathleen's website in there as well as her Facebook information. And then, like I said, I believe your books, you can find them on Amazon. And then you have a couple local places in Massachusetts, right, that you can find them.
That's right.
Okay.
I think it should be in Barnes and Noble. I can't remember the other major lines. I mean, there aren't as many bookstores as there used to be.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Right. But then you can buy them through the publisher, isn't it? Hunt's Publishing, but I think now it's been changed over to something maybe else.
Oh, through John Hunt, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And this is it's the Cosmic Egg part
Cosmic
of the
Egg. Okay, gotcha.
Cosmic Egg, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So you should be able to do that.
Okay. I thought I read that somewhere and then we just had somebody else on through the publishing that'll be broadcasting here next week. So they were talking about that too, Howie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yes, very cool. All right. So I'm just double checking to make sure there's no more questions. Don't like to leave anybody out. I don't see any for now. So I'd like to thank everybody who was in chat tonight. We had Darren, Shay, Kim, myself in chat. And thank you for everybody.
Mama Deb.
Oh, and Mama Deb. I forgot Mama Deb was in there. Thank you, everybody who was in chat but not listening. Thank you to everybody who was in chat, and thank you to everybody who was not in chat but listening. We appreciate each and every one of you. I'd like to thank our guest, Kathleen Diane, for being on and talking about reincarnation, her new book that's out there, Before We Were Born. Like I said, I did put the website in the chat, so please check that out, and then we'll also post it on our social media as well. And next week, it'll be... Colin Stanley. He is going to be talking about the book that he just edited. It's a Colin Wilson's book about introducing the occult. So check that out next week.
It'll be pre-recorded.
Yep, so. It'll be a pre-recorded one, but it's still good. So check it out. And thank you once again, Kathleen, for being on. It was very awesome to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me. I loved meeting you.
Yes, likewise. I've been waiting for this, and this was awesome, and I really can't wait for that book to come out in October, because that one does sound pretty cool too. So
cool. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks, everybody, and peace